Hello, Casefile listeners. Casefile will be back with brand new episodes in just 2 short days. But until then, you can listen to the newest Casefile Presents series, Julie's Gone. Produced and reported by investigative journalist Helen Thomas, who brought you the Easy Street Murders series, Julie's Gone investigates the disappearance of 19-year-old Julianne Garcia-Soleil, who went missing from her Melbourne apartment in July 1975. Julie had only recently arrived in Australia from the US. 3 men were with her that night, one of whom would be linked to the Easy Street murders just 18 months later. The men claimed Julie left the apartment to make a phone call and never returned. No trace of her has ever been found. Now, 5 decades later, Helen Thomas has uncovered new evidence, witnesses, and fresh leads in one of Australia's most haunting cold cases. Julie's Gone is available now, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay tuned to listen to the trailer.
50 years ago, on the first night in July 1975, Julianne Garcia-Soleil vanished. 9 days shy of her 20th birthday, the Californian teenager who'd been living with her sister in Melbourne was just gone.
She wasn't a kid that took off. If she was going someplace, she let you know. And I thought, well, she's got to come back. I never dreamed. What parent dreams of anything like this?
On the evening Julie disappeared, 3 men shared pizza and beer with her in her inner-city apartment. And for the past 5 decades, they've been the only persons of interest in the case.
I just can't remember the details at all.
Right.
You know, it was all happy, friendly. There was no, you know. We went over there for a drink and that was it. She went away and we got tired of waiting and left.
In the days after Julie went missing, police failed to canvass her neighbours about what they saw that night she disappeared. But Casefile Presents has spoken to witnesses who say a young woman was dragged into a car that night from a phone box that was apparently Julie's last known location. Yet, at the time, these witnesses weren't interviewed by police.
3 men. They came and they grabbed her. Grabbed her and put her into the car and she lost her shoe.
Yeah.
Was it Julie they witnessed being thrown into the car that night? And what happened once the car sped off down the street?
They have fully fingerprinted the flat. The chemist took samples of what appeared to be blood from the kitchen, from a tea towel located on Julie's bed, from the bathroom, from a stairwell, and a telephone booth opposite the flat.
Julie's mother flew to Australia a couple of times after her 19-year-old daughter disappeared on the first night in July 1975, imploring police to keep investigating.
I want the police never to close the case, never. I don't want this case to be closed and in the dead file.
No charges have ever been laid in this case. In Case File Presents, Julie's Gone, we ask, is it too late for justice? What happened to Julianne Garcia-Soleil?
And I asked him, what did you do? Please tell me what you did with my daughter. And that's when he took his finger and he went across his neck, like you would cut into somebody's throat.
Casefile Presents Julie's Gone will be available on July 31st, wherever you get your podcasts.